Welcome everybody to another episode of I Heard That with your host Tawana B and co-host RC the Trackaholic. But warning, you do not want to play this damn show around your nappy-headed ass kids. Yeah, I said it, your nappy-headed ass kids, cause they might hear something about your trifling ass business. This is the show that loves the gossip, ain't nobody and nothing off limits. So grab your ham hocks and your collard greens and enjoy the show. I heard that.
Oh, all right.
Yo, what's happening?
So we are back on another episode of I Heard That. Uh-huh. And I had a great weekend because obviously it was my birthday.
And she told me not to say, I'm about to tell everything. No, I'm just playing.
Shut up. Okay. Now I'm going to issue a public apology because, you know.
You gonna pull a Shirley Strawberry on
him? I ain't no strawberry now. I do a Shirley, but not a strawberry.
You didn't hear about that.
I did, but yeah, you know, I had a good time. My birthday is 9/11, so I'm here to blow shit up. You know it. I want to give a shout out to everybody that came to Dukes and Books. Showed my ass.
Let me tell you something. There was some Dukes and some boots at that joint.
Yes,
and
there was
some nice cowboy hats.
Yes, there was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had a great time. If you were there, thank you very much. And moving right along.
There's no breeze right through that. Okay.
Yes.
Don't worry. I'll bring some shit up later.
Yeah, we'll do it later. We're in and out with it. But first, I want to start off with Erica Mena and...
Wait, what about your guest?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The aftershock from the party?
Yeah. Yes, and we have our special guest today. Introduce yourself. Tell him who it is. It's a real chicken getter right here, man.
Hello, man. It's, you know, TMV the most valuable, none less than the best, man.
Yeah.
Like a lace front when it's fresh.
Like a lace front when it's fresh.
He's smooth.
Head, neck, shoulders, knees, and toes. When I move, you move just like that.
Come
tell
on.
Tell Ludacris' DJ to run it back. Hello.
Okay.
Hey, man. Good to have you here, man.
It's good to have you here.
Yes, sir.
How you been living, love?
Oh, man, trying to stay above water and, you know, make it look like I'm surfing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why I'm a shark on land.
I can see you looking like a shark.
Okay, bite down on these niggas. Okay, really bite down on you niggas, okay? You play with my top, you find out what happens. It pops. But, yeah, like I said, let's get into Erica Mena and Spice.
Okay.
So everybody's upset at Erica Mena because Erica Mena called her Blue Monkey. She wears blue wigs.
Uh-huh.
And she ain't that cute. They're trying to say that. They're trying to say that that was a racist term. Oh. But Spice talked about her kids. When you talk about somebody's kids, you go low, I go lower.
Look. Every time you say monkey, that don't have...
That don't, thank yeah, that you. Don't have thank you. That don't mean anything. Nah. Something's wrong with you if you think that monkey has something to do with us, but we don't grow tails.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Just because she said
what's
monkey...
What's her nationality?
Erica Mena is Dominican.
Yeah.
But Don't Call Me White Girl was saying a lot of Dominican girls, they're close to niggas. They do what niggas do, right. But they don't want to be referred to as a nigga.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying?
And they say like, oh, they'll say like roach. Bitch, I'm not a roach. I step on roaches. I don't understand what you're saying. But she called her African booty scratcher or something. Like, now that's the drive. Like,
not
what do you think?
African booty.
So she got fired from Love and Hip Hop. But this is the coldest thing.
She flipped the table on that bitch.
Yeah, she sure did. You talking? You said, yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get. You say anything about the kids. Yeah, and they already know how Erica Mena is. What do you mean? And that took your ratings up. And Mona, you fired her. Mm-hmm. That been happened.
Okay.
But you fired her when it aired.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's out of pocket. The bitch got to feed her kids, and you trying to take her check from her.
Damn. Yeah.
I don't approve of that.
I'm behind on Love and Hip Hop, but I have been hearing
I mean,
about
I'm behind
this,
on it, too. I'm just watching the clips on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
But meanwhile, at the ranch.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
But, back at the ranch. Yeah.
That's our reset button.
Yeah, but we're not resetting. I'm still talking about this.
My bad.
But to give you a little backstory.
Uh-huh.
So Erica Mena was married to Safari.
Oh, Safari, yeah.
Who's the fuck with Nicki Minaj?
He always goes straight.
Yes. He's corny as hell.
Yeah, weird.
He's corny. You see, you got on the Breakfast Club.
Hey, Nicki Minaj, yeah, she was breaking him down. I saw a clip earlier today.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So Erica Mena got babies by him. And she's married. Okay. Well, they just got divorced or whatever. And Spice, because uh-huh. she's Jamaican also,
okay.
they are very good friends. They've been knowing each other for a while.
Her and
Safari. Yes.
Gotcha.
So Erica Mena was, they came to meet up about some shit or whatever. And she was like, basically saying that Safari said this. And basically Safari was pillow talking with the bitch Spice, telling her all the motherfucking businesses that was her homegirl. Spice was gotten something where she was sick or she almost could have died or something. Erica Mena was really, she's like, bitch, yeah, you should have died and da da da. But you know what I'm saying? You talk about the kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say, shit. Talk about my kids. I'm going to cut you and put salt on it.
Yeah.
Just simple as that.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to cut you long, sharp, deep, and wide. Cut you in the back, down the back. You can't hold your cut in the back. Okay, that's why.
Damn, that's cold.
Yeah.
Cut you to the white meat.
Cut you, yes, that's exactly what that is.
Woo.
You know, you can't play with people's kids.
Yeah, you can't.
But like I said, everybody's trying to act like it was racist. Just because somebody said monkey, don't be. The bitch had a blue hair. She resembles a monkey.
She do look like a monkey right here, though.
So, I mean,
look like a gorilla about to throw some shit.
Thank you. Give Erica Mena her job back. She ain't got no storyline right now anyway. If she ain't fucking with Richie Dollars or him, the storyline's gone. Because remember, Richie Dollars had her all gone in the head. She was knocking his head off, pulling his muffin cap back blue.
Damn.
So shout out to me, Erica Mena, and
that shit look crazy.
Stop talking about people's kids, man, because it ain't man. No
somebody,
good.
Somebody mess you up over their kids.
Yeah, exactly. So you see, Blueface's mom talking about him and Krishan as cousins.
Nah,
she got on there.
Did she got the 23andMe?
I don't know, but I might have a motherfucking clip.
Oh, you might have to get on the Bluetooth.
Oh yeah. Anyway, but speaking of,
you can go.
I hear you. But so as you guys know, recently Krishan has had her baby. She named her baby a Junior. Her baby is Krishan Junior.
There are some women who name.
I got my best friend named my
weird as fuck.
My best friend's baby is a Junior. Shit, handle your business then. Shit.
You know, I named my son after me, and I don't call him by his name because it feels weird calling my son. You know, but
calling your son your name.
Yeah, so we know
other people that like to call him your name.
So his nickname is Tiger, but I never call him my name. It's just weird to me.
Yeah, so she recently had her baby. So, you know, with all the drama, how do you feel about Krishan Rock and Blueface?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Them guys is both like kind of, yeah, them guys is both real, real toxic.
And, I love
it. You know, like it's entertaining because he really just be mashing, you feel me? And
yeah, but she be busting him up over the head. You see all the scars
honestly,
he got on his
I
face?
I think
now?
She got some type of like, you know,
mental problem?
Acceptancy problem. Yeah, acceptancy problem. Accepting.
What do you mean by that?
What's going on in life, man? Like, bitch, he's bashing on you. You feel me? Just be mashed on.
At
that point,
please,
you know
please.
Like, you keep trying to fight against. Like, he,
no.
he definitely put you on.
He did. No, he did put her on. But he did put you on. But yeah, he did put you on. But nigga, you already on there. Now you can run off, bitch.
I ain't gonna lie. You feel me? As like, if I'm just stepping outside of just being 100%.
Yeah.
You know, he do be kind of being a little extra and shit.
He do be being too extra with his big head ass bitch.
She got the potential to really be, you know what I'm saying, like a little star. I think she's prettier than Blueface's other baby.
Right. Right, right.
Yeah, that's Stewie. Yeah, she is. And that big head ass bitch is retarded. He be mastering that. He like dumb ass bitches because he's a stupid ass nigga too. I want to be famous. Look, did you guys see the picture of it?
So the baby's name is Krishan Jr.
Yeah.
And so the girl baby is actually a junior. That's in her name,
bro. That's
I don't know. I could call somebody.
Look, that's another thing. Like, so I named my son after me. But he's a second. I hate junior.
You're a junior.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
No.
Oh, okay.
but I just never like, you know, when it comes, I don't like junior. But that's just me.
So you made him the But is that right? Is
yeah, he's the second.
Second.
No, he's the second. Yeah,
you just made him the second though.
Yeah,
you, it goes look, okay, junior.
Look, when they have, so I gave him my full name, right?
Yes,
all three names.
Yes,
and then he's the second.
Oh, because he has all three.
Yeah, I mean, I'm technically the first
because you're the first. But instead of saying, then that means that the second ain't a second. It's really a junior.
Yeah, they could be, but I just don't like that. So his suffix is a second, not junior. So like, if he fills something out, which a couple times he failed to do. And they showed him on my credit report.
Oh.
He's supposed to put the two after that.
Oh.
You feel me?
That's why I wouldn't be. You can have my name. My mom already ran my credit up.
So yeah, man.
You can only do that. How come
we can't
names?
Do that?
I got about $3,500 at JCPenney, though, right now.
Oh, damn. Not at JCPenney. He didn't go to
North Coast. I don't know why he got
what
that.
What was he buying at that?
I don't know.
Some Levi's?
He's going to kill me.
I know. We just fucking with your time.
I'm just playing. But go ahead. Back to Krishan.
Okay, so back to Krishan. So she had her baby. She went to Baltimore to have her baby. She bought a house out there.
Playing.
You know, I respect it. I ain't going to lie.
But listen, he was playing a game. He was playing too much of a game, man. You play pussy, get fucked.
Now,
okay, this bitch had this nigga's back. You done knocked the noodles
she
out
was
her daddy.
Your toes on nigga, the video.
Come on, nigga. If a bitch suck your feet. If like the bitch suck your keep. Feet, nigga.
That's the bitch you gotta keep.
And that bitch probably was eating her ass too. So
I mean, not me, but you know. She was definitely probably doing some extras. You feel me?
And that's the bitch you keep. The bitch was willing. The bitch was handing it over too.
Yeah.
Okay. But see, now he's texting like, I need you to give me this, anything, because the big head bitch ain't making as much money as Krishan.
That's who he's with now.
Yeah, his baby's his first baby's mine. He's talking about she's the only one. She's a virgin. Please.
So he went back.
Ain't
to
no the- bitch a virgin. Just like they all say, only did four niggas.
I never
it's all. Listen, every bitch is gonna say foe.
I always add a zero.
Foe. Or yeah, yeah, better.
Double digit for good luck. You feel me?
Okay.
Hey, look. But, if you came across a virgin right now, would you go ahead and like?
Oh, if I came across she just told me she was a virgin. I think like honestly, I ain't no perv. You feel me?
Right.
I'm gonna be already popping this shit and spitting my best game.
Like, right.
Said, I got my best.
She probably gonna be wanting to give me that anyway. But
I mean, like,
I don't
so
want
you,
it.
You don't. You
he
don't
said
want,
I don't want it
you don't want
because
it
you don't know what comes with next with it. Because she could be a virgin. She might be scared. She don't know what's. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that. She probably want me to go through the whole course of giving my life to God and stuff, and it's already given to him. But I shouldn't have to go through the.
I shouldn't have to show you, nigga, for a piece of snatch.
Just to you know.
No. Check this out. No, she called you yesterday and said she wants you to be the first. Are you on that or not?
She's like, hey, YK, man, I want you to come get this VP.
Are you on that?
Not this VP.
His virgin pussy. Because look, is it the VIP? Because I'm going to be in between the V and the P. I'm on my way, baby. You feel me? But hold on. Is you for real? Is this consensual? I might even have to bring
you might have to write. She needs to write a do-do-do.
I might even get
because
the
I'm telling
man.
You.
I'm going to be in between.
I'm going to be in between.
I love it. Hey, right. Straight game.
Yeah.
I feel you.
But come on, I heard that. But look. But I'm telling you this. You guys are watch out, cause how you a 35-year-old virgin? Nobody wanted to.
Nobody wanted to take that.
Nigga, listen. Listen. I don't give a fuck how much church you went to, and you could be the pastor's daughter. Them be the most freaks. You was sucking somebody's dick down the stairs in the church where the curtains at down there in the bathroom.
There's a few of them that ducked and dodged and got through the system, like. There's a few of them. They rare.
Yeah, they bleed. They bleed like a bitch every 28 days. That's how rare they is.
What you look? You thinking? What you think about?
I don't hump some bitches, but that
at church.
No, I at church. I don't want that on my heart.
Yeah.
Listen, you ain't never humped a bitch at church.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably
you finger banging her at church.
I probably done some finger gang. You feel me?
I mean, that's worse. You was inside.
That was different. You feel me? Because
you like that girl.
I was washing my hands. Yeah, type shit. You feel me?
What church did you go to?
I mean, I was bounced around from a lot of churches. Let's just say my belief in the pastor was different.
You know? Right. So are you Baptist? What is it? A Church of God in Christ, Kojic, Pentecostal. I'm Baptist.
I'm a God fearing man. Okay. You know?
All denomination.
For all the virgins out there, you know. I'm
a God fearing man. If you're a virgin, you're not watching this show. Trust and believe that.
Yeah, you might. You never know. You never know.
Above age, you know what I mean?
But yes, above age. But we do want to give a shout out to the virgins. Back to Krishan. This bitch done named her baby. Okay, and that's Krishan fine.
You only do that with certain names, like yeah. Well, I mean, Stacy, don't name me Stacy.
But there's niggas Stacy's.
I don't give a fuck. Everybody gonna. I gotta be like the nigga on the wood. You feel me? You touch my sister ass. I gotta be like that nigga. You feel me?
And Stacy is the nigga from the. Is that the same nigga from the Players Club? Don't trust that nigga.
Stacy.
His name was Stacy too, though.
He was. That was Stacy.
His name was Stacy.
Remember the guy whose bachelor party it was.
Stacy.
He was like, "It's my porch."
Oh yeah.
And his name was Stacy too.
His name was Stacy.
That's the nigga from Boys in the Hood or something.
Nah,
yeah, that was the nigga from Boys in the Hood.
No, not Boys in the Hood.
It was Society.
Miss Society. They stomped him out.
Yes. But she
came back, you know.
Like I said, she moved to Baltimore. She bought a house. She had the baby. First of all, I don't know, bitch. I don't need to see you going in labor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Did they film the whole thing?
I wasn't trying to watch.
I didn't see the baby come out, but she you know, she's emotional. You know, and she's one thing about
emotional or just.
She's emotional because of things that she's been through her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
About that while
okay, so.
What'd you think about that?
I was thinking about getting this motherfucker the fuck out.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I cried. Like, I cried. Right. My dad held my hand. I mean, like, yeah,
it's an emotional
like,
time.
I didn't want my dad to come. Like, I don't want to see my coochie. I was like, that baby started. I was like, bro, my dad, mom, get out. Yeah, I'd rather have my dad up in here.
Oh, word?
Yes. I kicked everybody out. My mom was getting on my nerves.
Hey, now, so, T, tell me this. If
but I'm a daddy's girl.
We'll just go back to when you had one of your babies, and then you found out that you could make about like a quarter million. If you went live while having your baby, would you do it?
Duh. Coochie out. Hold it open.
On IG Live?
Bang.
Dig it.
Put your coochie on live.
$1,000.
Yeah.
We say $1,000?
That's it. I'd do it for $500.
Hold on. Let me see the money first. Hold on.
Yeah. Let me see the money first. Cash app check.
That picture is a real dollar.
Yes. I want that prop money. He said, that money don't be real. That be prop money.
From a quarter million to 500.
Yeah, but a quarter million, yeah, most definitely.
No, I'm saying, because, you know, like, I mean, clearly that's why she did it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, duh, everything she does. Everything she does, she's getting paid.
Yeah, she's out of pocket for making the baby a booking page.
Oh, word?
Everybody does that.
Yeah, so Blueface is like, yeah, man.
Everybody does, but listen.
Give me the booking info.
But listen, this is my whole thing. He's trying to get custody of the baby. They just call CPS on you and the bitch. You're running around here asking your son, is he gay? You ain't got no food in the pantry. The niggas eating on Slim Jims.
The ladies twerking in the living
niggas
room?
Eating on Slim Jims, nigga. He's probably lighting the lighter up and heating the shit up. It's bomb like that if you do that, too. On some hood shit. Like,
is it really?
It is. There was no food in the pantry. They didn't have no food, but this bitch stayed twerking. The bitch stayed drunk. So how you going? They already, listen, I'm surprised Charleston White didn't call motherfucking CPS on him.
That, I ain't gonna lie, man. I can't stand a nigga that snitch and just love snitching.
But that's his job.
He's funny.
He works. That's his job.
I ain't accepting him because he's funny, but he do be kind of saying some shit.
Some real shit. I was just saying that. He be dropping some juice. But this is the thing. That's his job.
Mm-hmm.
His job, he works with kids. He works with the police.
Mm.
Well, okay, so speaking of Charleston White, let's get on that. Yeah. So, you know, he recently was supposed to be fighting a dude in the ring or whatever, right?
Right.
Yeah, and he maced old boy. Man, we should call Beery right now.
Oh, shit.
You know I got an insight on that shit. Right. Shout out to Uncle Beery and the Toxic Table, man.
Shout out to them.
We tried to get an insight, but these bitches was too drunk. We couldn't get all the information. I didn't even know what was going on.
Right.
But he was telling that shit about TK and...
Oh, yeah, T.K. Kirkland and Charleston White, but...
No, but T.K. Kirkland and what's his name went hit up?
Scruncho?
Yeah.
Nah, I heard... Well, Scruncho said he just slept him. He said he knocked
he
him
said,
out.
He said, but again, and T.K. Called a popos on him, and he went to jail, and... yeah, and he, but T.K. said he did call the popos on him.
Just recently. Damn.
I don't think it was recently, but they were just all on IG talking about, nigga, meet up with me at the park and Scruncho went and got his baby. Oh, my baby, nigga, I knocked you out. Listen.
Oh, so Scruncho knocked TK Kirkland.
Yeah, he said
over
that
a bitch. So basically,
Corey Holcomb show.
So basically, over a bitch. A lot of niggas don't like TK as
I don't know.
From what I'm hearing, he's strange and deranged. I like Corey Holcomb because he don't give a fuck.
He don't give a
fuck.
He don't.
He said abort that baby, bitch.
Yeah, abort that. He said his girl run the streets at night and I can't sleep. Oh, that was it. I ain't gonna lie, man. That was my shit when I had three hoes.
That bitch runs the streets.
Like, why are you playing? Yeah, my bitches is out here though.
Listen, look. Bitches is outside. So look, my daughter's in the car with my mom, right? My mom is playing this old song, and the song is "Lost and Turned Out."
Oh yeah!
If you don't cut this shit off,
and turned out. Yeah.
Wait. Somebody just remixed it. I gotta call my cousin and get it because I was like, "Ooh, this the shit."
That's ooh. The whispers, the spinners, with the twins. "Lost and Turned Out."
Yeah, and she's singing all the whole song. No, the ad libs and everything. Listen. Yeah. She ain't finna be lost and turned out. Okay? And if she gonna be turned out, she gonna be knowing where she at. Okay, believe that. Yes. But it's been going down all through the week.
Would you fuck with a Charleston White like nigga?
He got to fuck with who got the bag, nigga. Shit, I'm broke right now.
Somebody put him in a music video just recently. So they said that he went from snitching on niggas to slapping bitches.
Oh, wait. So the dude that he was boxing, or was supposed to box, dude tried to push him, and Charleston White, he maced that nigga. And then there was a video of these niggas by the pool. And these niggas, I thought it was a skit. In the pool, he done pushed the nigga. They fighting all in the pool.
Now they fighting in the pool.
You can't even lift your arm up in the pool.
Now, let me tell you, man. Like,
where's security at?
There's no, like, they're back to the, you guys ever read that, or even read any of the rules, the 48 laws of power?
Power, yeah. I read that, and there's a book called The 50.
Because one of them is, like, just, no matter what.
50 Cent, one by Robert Greene.
That's right. The blue and red one.
The blue and orange one.
The blue and orange.
That's
Robert Greene one.
Yeah.
Look, I ain't read it, but I know what it is. I've seen a few niggas that have.
Right. Yeah.
It's been in the library, actually. Somebody just took it from my house.
Now, have you? Oh, so you had it?
Yeah, but I never read it.
Oh, you should.
But
you should
I did. I gotta get the audio book if you can. He said, "Get the audio book because I know you can't read."
Anybody playing any kind of game, music, this shit, like you gotta read that. You gotta know that shit.
Yeah, you better get up on it. Show me my opponent.
These niggas fighting in the pool.
They fighting in the pool looking dumb.
Charleston White and somebody else?
Yeah, Charleston White and this other
guy. Whoever this nigga is.
Some niggas, so they were supposed to be fighting in the ring.
Was Charleston White throwing them for real though?
No.
Okay.
But see, they were supposed to fight in the ring. They never got a chance to throw them because old boy was doing too much.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to show it here, but he wound up mason dude.
He had a glove with the mace attached to it already. Duh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
These niggas want to kill this nigga.
But who is the other guy?
I have no idea. We have to call Uncle Barry.
They don't even say his name. All they talk about is Charleston White. Yeah. Man, there must be some heavy contracts behind these clips right here. So then he figures out and he maces them. Don't mace nobody else.
He barely got him though.
Yeah, he barely got him. But and then like I mean, these guys right here should be coughing. They should be coughing.
Oh yes, because I'm telling you, I just got maced a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe. Oh no!
Now that song is in my head. Lost and turned out.
That's a great song.
Come on, lost and found. Now you got to turn it in, bitch. Peel it off. Put it in my hand so I can understand.
Come on, man.
Come on. Charles White. Shout out to that nigga. You guys see the VMAs? How you guys feel about that?
I didn't watch it either.
I ain't got no cable.
I ain't gonna lie.
So,
I just watch what I be seeing on what's called. I like them entertainers. You feel me? Like Suki, that bitch is kind of entertaining as fuck. Cause I feel like she's as close to as real and raw as it was when, like growing up around motherfuckers. You feel me?
Okay, so that's a good. Okay, so you're saying that she remind you of like
she remind you of your auntie
regular. Hood bitches or
like natural hood like You know what I'm saying? Bitches down.
But I mean, you know what I mean, a natural hood bitch.
You know, like if you,
that bitch
if
is
you
a
got, if you got some money, you be out there busting it down on busting it down on the VMA suit. You like, yeah, man.
Don't make me suck your daddy's dick. You know, all right.
I was about to say, how
you busting it?
Shut the fuck up. We did not talk about my birthday.
I didn't say nothing about, I was talking about a regular day with your ass.
Listen, I like to have fun, and I like to have fun, and I like to enjoy myself.
Right.
And, you know, let's talk about this. If you, let's say, how can I word this?
Just say it, man. Just spill it.
Because these niggas be really jealous of bitches, nigga.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You know what I'm saying? And it's hard. Like, for me, I'm very boisterous. I'm doing my thing or whatever. And it's hard for me, like, keep a nigga. Because of my mouth.
So if you know that.
No, what I'm saying, I'm doing comedy, niggas. I'm on stage. I mean,
okay, off stage. Okay, we.
Well, wait, listen here.
Yeah, no,
I'm
really.
I'm talking about on stage. But what I'm saying is, like, okay, I'm an entertainer, so I'm going to entertain. Uh-huh. I'm going to have to be places where promoters are at so I can get shows.
So you have to be out.
So I have to be out.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like bitches to be out. I'm going to be outside. I've been outside. You ever be outside? Be glad I'm
not. Women don't like niggas that be out.
I mean,
tell the nigga to come dressed as your security if you don't believe me. just dress as my security, nigga. You want to be up on my back and shit? You know, and
thank
trust
you.
Where I'm at and shit.
Come
that's
on,
a, that's a bet, man.
Nigga,
that's a,
you better not crack, nigga. You better not let a nigga interfere the bubble. If so, you're fired. You
okay, know? Flag on the play, blue 42, unnecessary roughness. But but I'm just saying, it's like, for me, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm really submissive. I know it's hard for you to believe that, but
nobody believes that.
Nobody believes that. Well, ask the niggas that fucked me.
Okay.
Do I have to do a call in like last time? They didn't believe that I can give hand driving. But
hey, look,
but
so real
did they
quick,
confirm it?
Why,
did they confirm it?
They did.
They didn't confirm it.
Yes. So why are we on that subject? What is submissive to you?
Staying in my place, minding my business.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you and your partners are somewhere in the house or whatever. I'm not about to come and sit down on the couch and kiki with you guys.
Right.
I'm
okay.
Gonna ask you if you need something. I'm gonna leave.
All right.
Are you
making sandwiches on demand?
Yeah, I'm getting up in the middle of the night to make a sandwich.
Dig that.
I'm getting up frying chicken in the middle of the night. If you blew my back out, I'm gonna get up like this.
Age body, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's making sandwiches and she's smiling in the morning.
Hey, remember?
Yes.
In the morning, hey,
if you blow my back out, I'm frying chicken, nigga, at 5:30 in the morning.
Man, I remember coming home at like 2 a.m. like a long time ago, and I'm just being like way out of pocket and like being asked like, you want something to eat?
Yes. And that's like, oh my god, because it's gonna make you feel bad.
I was like, I'm like,
I get that best experience from like Cougars, and that's when I
No, yes. That's genuine.
I was 15, fucking 30 years old.
Because an old bitch is gonna teach you, gonna treat you well.
Wait a minute.
Shout out to Joy.
Hold on.
Last name. She was a white bitch. She worked at the mall. She's security, man. She gave
shout out to Joy.
Class rings and shit, man. You know, that's a story.
What?
Actually, let me take my shout out back. Unshout out back her. But, you know, man,
why?
Because
what?
Yeah, I thought yeah, we
I don't give a bitch no points, but you know, dude, she
fuck
did
the point,
though,
man. She did what she did, man. Yeah, sometimes you gotta get a bitch a point, like, nigga, to
she
get
bought,
a point.
She right. bought me. She took me to Best Buy and bought me every Mac Dre CD they had in there. You feel me?
She didn't take you to.
When they first came out with
what's it called? Tower Records.
I got all my cousins' cell phones on the top five, you know, the Fade Five. You could do that.
We was all on the Fade Five.
Yeah, call man, me after I seven, nigga. Lies,
damn.
Call me after seven is free.
Hey, look, that was.
She did me right.
Yeah, that was.
So I mean, ain't nothing but a shout out for a bitch that did you right. What's wrong with these niggas? Don't want to shout out to good bitches, okay? And that's why I'm gonna tell you, bitches, block that nigga and fuck his friend.
Shout out my bitches out there, man.
Okay, shout out them bitches.
Shout out you, this one for you, baby.
Hey, do you see the voice?
Right here.
I love the voice. Yeah, but like I said, block that nigga and fuck his friend.
Man, that's
damn, the good bitches gonna do that?
I don't know, all the bitches. Fuck their friends before. No
exactly. Nigga, yeah. Fuck. I'm gonna fuck your daddy anyway.
They be like, I know you was trying to get at my homegirl.
Show it. They got the evidence. Oh,
she got the evidence. It don't show the same on my phone. It must be. I don't know who she was texting.
Yeah, it is.
That ain't even my number no more.
No more, but it was.
Kodak voice. They was just
this prop money.
This is prop text.
Prop text. This prop text.
This prop evidence right here. She got this off Google.
He said prop text.
I am dead. Oh wait, so look, check this out.
That's crazy.
The woman says she has been breastfeeding her husband since 2007 and says it makes their relationship stronger.
Whoa. Okay. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with sucking titties, but.
I love some titties, but Brian.
I mean, have you tasted breast milk?
Yeah, before.
What does it taste like? Times.
You know, it just tasted like.
Sour?
It's kind of sweet.
It was good, but it tastes like
Would you drink it?
The first time I tasted some breast milk and shit. It tasted like a cheaper version of the milk I would buy at the
store. Cheaper version.
But that's the best version.
It's just natural. I'm not used to, you know.
You know, artificial inseminated shit.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Oreos from the dollar store is different than the Oreos from, you know.
Nigga, but a lot of the cookies from the dollar store be more fire than the real cookies. Chips at the dollar store be more fire.
Man,
the barbecue.
It's a dollar and up store now. They out of
It's a dollar and up.
$125
They had to get their money too,
charging
nigga.
That's extra.
Yeah. So, would you? I'm not breastfeeding. First, I don't even like breastfeeding my kids. Okay.
No, I ain't sucking titties till I'm 34. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna be at 34. I'm like,
but
hey, I got next. Do you feel me?
Like the kids, because obviously the kids got to keep sucking the titties to make.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep getting your titties sucked to make the to milk to get, the, continue you know, to go, because it will dry up and it hurts when you get a socket. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm telling you all that pumping and dumping you bitches be doing when you be.
How long did you breastfeed your kids?
For 9 months.
For 9 months.
Yeah. Oh, 9 months, and then you cut them off. I mean, then you weaned them off.
You know, we was breastfeeding, because all that pumping and dumping don't work. I like to every now and then, but my daughter is very clingy because of that.
So you breastfed her since she was 4.
I said 9 months, nigga. Oh,
okay, you said that.
Okay, I said you know all that.
9 months, nigga.
Because they do that weird shit. I don't know.
That's nasty. If the baby's pulling your titty out. If you at the park and the baby's pulling your titty out, that's borderline child molestation.
That's borderline drive-through milk. That's borderline drive-through titty. Yeah, just pull the titty out. Let me get a little bit and keep on going about my business.
Like just
Yeah, that's crazy.
So yeah.
So she said. Her are they white or black?
They're black.
Oh damn.
Black.
Oh, this says she's.
Hey, he's relaxing.
She's addicted. It's not. This is 2 weeks ago. It might be it though.
Let me see.
She's addicted to it too.
No, that's them.
Yeah,
that's them.
My husband went viral.
That's them.
Just say whatever to go viral.
You know what though? I mean, honestly, like if they're married,
a nice full titty with you know what I'm saying, fresh milk on the way, man. We gonna get
it. I want to see the milk come out because she don't look like she's leaking or nothing. Yeah. She don't look like she got a little pads on. I want to see him.
What
suck
do you mean? She might. I mean, every once in a while.
I want no.
That nigga's lip is pink. He been sucking.
Damn.
He got rejuvenated.
That nigga is darker than darkest dark, and he got a pink lip.
Hey, we gotta put that up on the thing. I'm dead. Listen.
Hey, but I mean, like, honestly, if it's marriage, whatever the fuck works, like whatever works. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, if a bitch was like, man, you gotta drink my titty milk to show me you down and forever for life. I'd be looking at the bitch like, what?
Like, you know, that nigga be like, nope.
You don't know. I probably only drunk a little titty milk, sucking some titties anyway. Yeah, these my lips is a titty rest. Go ahead, you feel me? But at the same time,
does your stomach be hurting or something? Like, is it gonna curdle? Is it gonna curdle, nigga? Does it give? Do it give you the runs? Are you lactose intolerant?
So, do you guys think after he do all that, do you think she burp him?
How she put him on the back or on the back of the legs?
He'd be like, eh.
You remember, not too hard now.
Did she lift his arms up?
These guys are freaks.
Yeah, they is. Speaking of freaks,
they got an OnlyFans.
Speaking of freaks, it says is eating a guy out.
What?
Is eating a guy out the latest trends for women?
Yeah, okay.
Or has this been a thing?
That's a question for our guest.
So, look, I'm going to ask you this. So, you get some here, right? You get some here. You know where the coffee table's at, right?
I don't know.
Okay, the gooch. Do you consider that ass?
No.
I would tell a bitch this, man. I wouldn't even let a bitch get that far. You
know, for real?
I might accidentally punch you in the forehead just to remind like, yo, natural reflex.
He's lying.
No, folks, I ain't gonna keep. Let
me holler at you.
I'm not
let
letting
me holler
no
at
bitch,
you real
you
quick.
Me, like first off, so, folks, like, you know, yeah, you gonna suck these balls, bitch. Do what you gonna do, bitch. You gonna you get them right. But don't be trying to tickle my ass crack with your tongue.
I mean, not. I mean, it's just the, like the gooch.
No. I ain't gonna lie. I'm keeping 100,000.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
So you're not a fan of that at all.
No, I ain't gonna let a bitch eat my ass.
Like, not even like eat, just like a little.
No, I'm just going there. I'm going there saying that. Like,
you're you're going there like, bitch, don't play with my ass. But you gotta say that.
No, I don't even have to tell it because I want to be able to you know. Punch a bitch in the forehead. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh shit, my bad. I need a reason.
Boy, this nigga said I need a reason.
But I'm gonna definitely let her know. You know what I mean?
But I think that you have to tell bitches nowadays because a lot of men are doing things.
What?
Yeah, a lot of people got different fetishes.
Hey. It is what it is. But what I'm saying is that women are doing more things because men are opening up to women in a different kind of way. I think so.
You said men are opening up to women a different kind of way?
Yeah.
I mean, so I
think like they're okay. Okay, let's say you blowing a nigga down, you blowing his balls. You get to the gooch.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden that nigga's like,
No,
I think equality is just kind of.
And I just think that the internet and the things that are going on, and people are just.
Cool. We're gonna do
I it. Think people are just doing too much. I mean, shit.
Too much or not? Or
I
like,
mean, not
what,
enough.
Or what they want.
And what they want. I think it depends on your sexuality. And I think if you're even going there with a man, you have to be really intimate with that man. I think that's my preference.
Sex is explorative. You know what I'm saying? You go here, you go there, you try this, you try that. You listen to their noises and their body language. And if they tense up or they kind of they direct you another way, you don't do that.
What if they don't tense up?
Well, like, then do what you want to do. Like, I mean, are you talking about men or women? I'm just saying. Well, yeah, both.
No, I mean, I ain't never fucked a bitch.
Some dick before, and I was like, damn, honestly, I don't give a 100,000. It throw you off, like, damn, this bitch must be, you know what I'm saying, Hulk's daughter or something.
This bitch,
you feel me? I'm right.
Yeah, like,
this bitch is doing the Matrix while taking this. You know what I mean? I don't hear nothing.
Like, damn.
I don't like that shit. I don't want no quiet. I call it professional sex.
You don't want the office sex. That's office.
Wait, what's the opposite of professional sex?
She want that loud guac guac.
You better suck this dick like a stupid bitch. You know what I mean? Like that's suck this dick.
Yeah,
like
you want to hear the noises.
Or I tell the bitch, man, you better suck this dick like you don't want me to go get my dick sucked from nobody else. Bitch, that's how I know you care.
Well, that's true.
Oh my goodness.
Because they don't. They don't want nobody else on
there. They don't. I'm gonna tell you like this. A bitch don't want her nigga fucking with nobody. And I'm gonna tell you this because I am a bitch.
Yeah,
you gotta talk. Say shit to make her.
You gotta make shit exciting too. You gotta
coffee table.
The coffee table. Hey, yeah.
I'm not eating no ass either. You feel me? Like a bitch gotta go above and beyond.
You're not eating no ass.
No,
man. Like, something's wrong with you. Everybody's eating ass.
Yeah, that's everybody. But you know.
But yeah.
If getting into heaven was based on not eating ass, I might be third in line. I might be third in line.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Like, I say third in line because you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't came down a little far, but like, you know what I'm saying? You thought it was stupid?
I mean,
third. I wonder who was first and second.
I know, but some niggas really just don't know where the ass and where the pussy begins to start.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how.
Where ends and starts?
I don't know how you don't. No, but
you got man, you shouldn't skip health class, man. You gotta know that shit.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, I was told my booty hole was cute.
Okay, all right, all right.
I ain't never heard that before.
Ugly coochie, and I don't see some ugly ass.
Yeah, I see the ugly coochie, and I don't even look at it.
Hey, that's. I think we might have asked this question before.
About
but is
the.
There, Is there a such thing as ugly coochie?
Definitely.
Yes, there is. Most definitely.
I just don't think so.
There is. Like, if your shit is doing this.
Yeah.
My shit is doing this.
Your pussy's doing a Kamehameha. Yeah, go ahead. The
how you get? Like, yeah. Come here. Like it's falling out, nigga. If you got beef curtains, if you got beef curtains, bitch, if you got beef curtains and you're 25, I'm 38. Imagine how many niggas I fucked.
I ain't saying that I ain't never had no beef curtain.
What is beef curtains?
Yeah, so yeah,
I mean,
that's what I know. Do the lips go back in when you pump it?
Hey, so you saw the curtains, but you still went in, right?
Wait. Is it like a nigga that ain't circumcised?
No, it's not like that.
You have to pull the skin back.
But there do be some skin, as you know. But look,
that goes in there like, that's nasty.
Like I'd be having a, you know. Honestly, I don't have some pussy. I never had to spread the lips before.
It just opened.
But did you, no, you had to really figure out where the
where was at where the hole.
Slit, yeah, where the slit's going. You got to follow.
Oh
the scene.
Oh my God! Follow the drip. Okay. Follow the drip.
You know, it was
That's nah.
I just thought that women were just made
pussy. It was just, you know,
in different ways, and I you know, because niggas be like, oh, the pussy's wore out.
Y'all. I love y'all, girl.
But what is, you know, I mean, what is wore out pussy? Because dick can be wore out. You niggas fuck all the hoes, and all you bitches, all you niggas, baby's mom be looking like your brother.
This is what I feel.
Okay, let's get on that, nigga. All your first baby's mom be ugly as hell. Okay, bitch be 6'5". Nigga, she can wear the same size shoe as you. Nigga, niggas always like, don't be having nobody around my kids. Nigga, you got your brother around your kids, dog. Wow. They're raising them.
So everybody's version of good pussy is different. You feel me? Like, what? Some people just base it off of, you know, like, damn, that pussy made me nut fast. That's some good
pussy. That ain't good pussy.
Or I was been that shit, like, you know, for so
45
long.
Minutes.
45 minutes.
That's a long time.
No, that's not the good pussy.
So what is good pussy?
I ain't gonna lie. If that, I'm not the nigga who's going hide busting a nut, bitch. Yeah, I fuck.
You know then, what? Me and my homegirl was just talking about niggas hiding busting a nut.
Nah, bitch, I'm gonna bust a nut. You feel me? I'm gonna chill for a little. I might even.
Yeah, but you'll come back.
Hit the weed, the dub, whatever. We good.
I'm redogging it.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, no, so.
The first one might not be the main course. You feel me?
Yes,
it might be the,
big.
You know,
that's what we were just saying.
It might be the salad. The
salad. It's not the main. It's not the entree.
Yeah, the second round is probably, you know, dinner and dessert. You know what I'm talking about? Type shit. You dig? I ain't gonna hide bust a nut.
So
man,
good pussy is
a motherfucking bottle.
I feel like good pussy is busting a nut fast.
Fast?
Yeah. Not necessarily fast, but like, damn, man.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
You know when you get in that, like, yeah.
Man, that's good pussy, because you know,
big ball.
If they do that thing.
Oh yeah, if you do that. Oh yeah.
What y'all call it? Pole.
That's unfair.
I'm gonna just tell you, I got it.
Yeah, that's unfair. Gorilla grip. That's unfair.
Meanwhile, the ranch.
Yes. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Back on good coochie. Speaking of good coochie.
Oh, anyway, that works.
Good coochie also will make a nigga bust you upside your motherfucking head real good. Will make you chase you down the streets.
We had that conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good coochie have a nigga busting at a nigga outside your mama's house.
Busting
okay.
At your mama.
Because I'm going to tell you like this. You eat my ass, I'm beating up your mammy. You don't want to answer the phone, Miss Gladys.
I'm going to kill you and the motherfucker that made you.
Come on. Yeah. Come
damn.
On. Come on, because I'm trying to get that nigga to eat my mama name.
Hey, so T, you telling me that's like some good dick just made you like just want to fight the whole family?
Like the grandma,
that's what
you saying? Like,
yeah. Oh, I have.
Because you made the motherfucker that
I
made
have. I'm disrespectful. I'm real Doolulu.
You snatch your mama's wig off and shit.
I got it on right now.
That's somebody's mama's wig.
Yeah. Play with me, okay? After I fucked your daddy, I wouldn't knock your mama's head off.
Terrible. Terrible. Yeah,
wore her Sunday wig on Monday.
On Monday.
Okay. I met her on Tuesday. How that song? Don't play with me. I'm real disrespectful. Like, you make me mad, I'm busting your mama's window out.
Damn.
She got a Cadillac, I'm getting that little window on the side because that costs the most.
Damn. Hey, you ever met a mama that was your match? Like you?
No.
You wasn't sure if you? No.
No. Please, I chased my baby's daddy's mama out the motherfucking yard like a pit bull in heat, cross the threshold in my motherfucking yard. Okay. lay you to death, but play with me if you want to.
I was going to ask you that.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not. Nobody's running my house.
Yeah, real talk.
If you want to run a house, take that nigga back over there to us.
Right.
Okay. Because most of the time, them niggas don't like their mama anyway. That's why they don't like you, bitch.
Word.
Yes, the niggas don't be liking their mama. That's why they be dogging us so much, because they don't like their mom. They haven't got over the trauma that their mama done did to them.
That's some unnatural shit. But
that's real.
I mean,
that's real life.
If that's the case,
I feel like that's the case. Yeah,
that's why they be dogging bitches so much, because in reality, they mama dogged them so much. They see the, when they look at you, they see they mama. That's why they punch you in your motherfucking face.
I've never spoke with a bitch that I seen that like, that's like my mom. You feel me?
But you must like your mom.
Yeah, I do love my mom.
Well then, there's some niggas that don't.
But I do, look for like characteristics, like, you know, of why my dad was with her. You feel me? Like, oh,
are they still together?
But when he'd be like, yeah, man, your mom was, even said to this day, man, your mom was real one. You know, she went above and beyond.
Yeah.
Like shit like that. I'd be looking for
those. Oh, you look at those qualities.
Yeah, that's good. And that's good. But there's a lot of men. There's a lot of, because if you don't realize, like, a lot of women were teenager raising these young men.
Yeah, little armadillo.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Bitch, you're 14.
Right.
And, you know, the baby growing up with you.
Yeah.
And you trying to run out and have some fun. I know shit. I'm 30. When I'm 38, I'm still trying to run out the motherfucking door.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's how, the way you treat your children. You know what I'm saying? I just cussed the fuck out of shit out of my son. He probably going to see a bitch pool soccer tomorrow at school.
Damn. You look just like my mama.
Exactly. And as you notice, a lot of men are attracted to women that look like their mother.
Huh.
Yeah. Making you think a little bit.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
I like my bitches, Mexican, mixed.
And that's what's wrong.
Black or white,
and guess what?
They going to
leave.
I'm a U and I plus T-Y.
Plus T. A U and I plus T.
Yeah, okay.
I'm dead.
So speaking of our guests, we take this time and get to know our guests a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, first of all, tell us about yourself and your association with the group and clique that you with.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm TMV, man. The most valuable, you know, the first selected. You know what I'm saying? Rarely rejected, man. I'm from the RCG movement, man. Real chicken getters, real chicken.
He didn't bring me no merch. Game.
Forgot to bring the merch, man. Just drove a different whip, but I got it for RC though.
He got me. I can't lie.
You know.
RC, shut up.
Yeah, dude, he's a producer, engineer, all that good shit, man. Certify your girl with some, you know what I'm saying, some class, you know, and hopefully she make it on time, man. She gonna get the certified game, man, type of shit.
Dig that.
Now, don't you do music?
Do music, man. I was, I came from the era of the, up under, you know, Popsicle and a self-titled.
Shout out, man. Hey, man. Come on.
Legendary.
Game Boy, all that. Jigga Hills.
Yeah, Jigga Hill, yes.
Yeah, that was, you know, them type of
come people, on, 211 was just up here. You know, that's my...
Oh, he shot you out up here too.
Come on, man.
Shout out 211.
Hey, yeah. I did some of my first comedy about 211.
Man, what I say, he don't got me in like more like shows as a kid, because I was really one of those people. Like, they were my like famous people as a kid. Like, I had cassette tapes in a different state with these guys. I'm taking them to school.
Right.
You know, you putting them with backpacks and shit. So they were like my famous people to me. And
right.
I still treat them like they're famous. He don't got me in like hella shows as a 15-year-old, 16-year-old. He don't got me on Mac Dre tribute tours. And
Bing Bong. You know what I mean? Shout out to 211.
And, you know,
shout out to the Deuce.
Yeah, that's my big dog, man. He been holding it down since, you know, Popsicle passed away.
Right.
R.I.P. to Pop.
And Sick Face, and, you know.
And Popsicle's your family, Sick Face.
Yeah, Sick Face.
Point Size Records.
Point Size Records, yep, the whole, you know,
dig it.
In entirety, so.
Man, legendary lineage.
So how long have you been rapping?
Oh, man, I wrote my first rap when I was like, I ain't gonna lie, like 12 years old. That shit was, it was boo-boo. But before that.
Do you still got it?
No, it was true. I threw it away. After I rapped it to my uncle, and I noticed that he didn't give me like no time. It was like rapping to a mime, you feel me? I get no reaction. I was like, yeah, that's, you know, that's boo-boo.
Right.
You feel me?
And he was honest with you, too.
Yeah, now he ain't say shit. That's
what
I'm saying.
He didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, he probably didn't want to tell me it was trash, and I'd rather him have told me that, because then I'd probably be on top.
You about to Uber some shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I probably would have been a way filthier than I am now.
Right.
Filthy, but you know what I mean? I probably would have been, you know.
But, So, what do you have coming up next?
Shit. Hopefully, I'm trying to put some shows together. I got an album I'm working on right now. I got more merch that we're working on right now, kind of rebranding and whatnot.
Well, if you're looking for somebody to do commercials and get your thing out, you sure can come to me, because I have did that before. Yeah. But I sure need a sponsor.
I'm going to definitely get you on that, for sure. Make sure I get you a beanie, you know what I mean?
A beanie.
A scarf, you know.
A scarf, huh?
Maybe some,
hold on, don't
some
have
snow
pull up,
gloves.
Don't have me pull up the commercial.
You know, I'm about to start making all type of shit. You know,
we need some booty shorts.
Chains for your wheels when it's snow time. You know, you might use them once or twice out the year, but who cares? You know, you know, it's stuff that's going to last forever.
Hey, look, I got kind of a unique question for you. Cause we had a conversation a little while ago. What would you say to artists, or even including yourself, artists like you, you know, and your peers? What would you say to them about getting DJs to like play their shit, or getting their shit to the DJs?
Man, get your shit to the DJ, man. This is what I would say. For real, for real. Because I do this too. Have the version that you feel when you're gonna do that shit naturally. If you're gonna cuss, then do a no cussing version.
Oh, radio edited
version and stuff like that. And send the raw tracks to the DJ, because the DJ might want to, you know,
mess it or remix
one.
It. Yeah,
remix it or turn it with it. Yeah, but you definitely need to get the music to the DJs, man. People want to hear what they hear now. It's a fan following.
Question for
right
me:
now.
Do you think that you should? When, like, if you're at the club, like a club DJ, if you're at the club, do you think that you should pay the DJ to play your song?
Yes, definitely. I would. Okay. I would. That's the type of nigga I am. I would, like,
word.
You know, yeah, I would say that. Like, if it,
because, I mean, that's like, how they did it before. Because
I want, like, first off, I want the person to be real with me. I want to be able to establish a business situation, a relationship with you, so you know that one day you might look out for me, like, look, bro, it's good, man. I'll fuck with you for real. Just put me in a better place. Maybe I might be able to give you something more than just, here's a couple dollars to play my shit, so.
Right.
I want to be able to establish a relationship with a motherfucker.
Sure.
You
want to
pause?
Oh, shit. That's
I sure do.
That's interesting, huh?
I would.
That's good advice.
That's good advice, because I think, like, here in Seattle and when it comes to Seattle, music, and wet your whistle. Ain't no coffee in there. When it comes to
I can't even whistle. Shit.
I'm from Third Pine. Ski. Boy, I think when it comes to Seattle music, like just Seattle-based music, that instead of, I think it's too much like trying to have competition. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, half of you niggas ain't even all that good, just to keep it funky.
I feel like
is garbage.
I feel like we got our own sound.
You have your own sound.
Everybody wants to be a chameleon in the rap.
Yeah, everybody wants to sound like somebody else.
Somebody else, or mimic somebody. There's nothing wrong with having
your own favorite
artist, but just build your own sound.
But I think that if niggas would come together, do some shows, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's hella policies.
I'm grown now. Like,
but for example, like the Seattle music is real. They did, I know, because I hosted.
Right.
They had niggas from here, niggas from there, and I was the host. I was outside, like, that shit ain't going down. Big aunties out here.
Yeah.
But but it was.
Yeah,
you know me. You know, I'm from the neighborhood.
Connected like the head and neck is. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? But I think that if niggas would put all the street shit to the side, if you're really trying to do music, I mean, do you think that you can do both? Can you be in the streets?
Honestly, I feel like we could be more popular than any other state with a music scene.
Yeah, because it's really some talented niggas. There's some garbage niggas too.
Yeah, if there's some garbage niggas, you know? I was just telling my nephew, man. He showed me the song. I was like,
that's just garbage.
It wasn't.
There's garbage. Keep it real with these niggas too. You need to. What's wrong with you niggas?
I said, man, Uncle be having some weak songs too, man.
Niggas, garbage. Keep it real with these niggas. See, I'm telling you, niggas don't be keeping it real, and niggas be making music to listen to, ride around, or smoke weed in the car with their homies. Mm-hmm. You're not doing that with it. You're not pushing.
Yeah, we've been doing that since the '90s. But
come on,
but the cool thing about the '90s was like that particular music. You know, at least through like
how much
DMS
money you making off that?
And then some of them niggas that came here from the Bay and like picked up that sound, it did move a little bit. But right now though, it's not
right now
moving
everybody's
like
trying
that
to sound like everybody,
you
know, else.
That's in the '90s. I mean, I was born in '92, but that's the era.
Damn.
Right. Yeah. Showing your pussy hair with your underwear.
Big
on, ball. That was sexy back then. You feel me?
Shit, it's still sexy.
Shit, nothing but a hoochie. Yeah, but
yeah, them niggas still niggas. Because I'm telling you,
that is a unique memory.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I ain't with all that. You got a bald head dick. I think he had crabs. I need a little hair. I need to choke on something real quick. You know?
Like, what the fuck is going on here, nigga?
Yeah, you had crabs.
Why are you bald headed right now, nigga? What the fuck happened, nigga?
Why you bald headed?
Right now, in the '90s, yeah, you was on that red.
I mean, I keep my shit at a low cut Caesar attitude, you know.
You got a
fame. Yeah,
she keep a little Caesar.
I got a little, yeah, I keep a little Caesar Shelly. Me, I got a little dressing for you if you act right.
God.
You know, they
it
like
always
Caesar
comes back to pussy on the show.
Oh, shit,
pussy. Oh, pussy rule the world. I don't know. And you know what? I don't
it
know
does
why.
Yeah, man, shout out to the vagina, man. Shout out.
Standing motherfucking ovation to the coochie.
Yeah, shout out to the
all day.
Yeah, because guess what? Shout out to the coochie, because it's niggas with dicks that want to have coochies. Man, so shout out to them.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's out of pocket, man. I don't want to get us canceled by saying some shit that
I can't get canceled, baby. Shit I say.
We done crossed so many lines tonight.
I'm a habitual line crosser.
Speaking of crossing lines, which has nothing to do with what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
We got to do our church announcements.
Oh, yeah, I do got some church announcements. Yes! Whoa! Okay, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my household.
She be lying.
Take me there. Yes, this is your pastor, TBCQ. Yes, and we are here today. We do have some guests today. If my guests can stand up. Yes, in the name of the Lord. Okay, you can sit down. We want to welcome all our guests and let them know that here at I Heard That Church, you are always welcome. Welcome to speak your mind.
Open door policy.
Okay, open door policy. Not like me, because my door ain't always open. Okay, if I like you, then I might open the back door. Now, we do have some... church announcements. So now we will do church announcements. Like I said, we want to get a shout out to my deacon, RC. Without you, this could not be possible. We want to give a shout out to the sick and shut in. If you sick and shut in, we gonna send you something. And if you do want to give your offering today, you can give it via Cash App at $ BLACKKAT 20. Yes. So if you would like to do that, you would help giving your donations will help us with production, with anything we have going on. And if you too would like to do a podcast and you need a space to do it, you can call us and we'll be here. So remember that. If you need commercials, if you need anything that you need, hit us up, baby. Mm-hmm. And we are now going to church announcements.
Oh, that was a church announcement?
No, that wasn't church announcements. That was just a... Wow. Oh, Friday, I will be at Delancey's for a private party, birthday party for Robin. Shout out Auntie Robin. I will be there alongside my father, Mr. Boom Boom Man. So Mr. Boom Boom Man is coming out the cuts.
OG.
I know all you ladies ain't seen him in the wild. Get you some clean panties on, because if you throw some dirty ones on the stage, I'm going to have something to say. Now,
that ain't nothing but seasoning.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, Asha. Is it Northwest? Now, Yes, mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Right. Now, this will be the first time me and my dad have been on the same stage.
Dope.
So it will be great.
Nice.
Two Buchanans in one spot at one time doing what we do. He will be singing and I will be telling the funnies.
What's that date again?
That date is Friday the 15th.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Friday the 15th, that will be the date. And then on Saturday the 16th, you can catch me at the Onyx. Mm-hmm. I will be at the Onyx. I will be hosting the hostess with the mostest. To want to be the controversy queen, okay? Give it to me or don't give it to me. If you don't, I'm ripping your pocket off. We will be at the Onyx, and we will be celebrating... Monet Media's birthday party.
Oh, is that what that is? Nice.
Okay. Yes, it's also a industry party. Yes. So, shout out to y'all. I will be there. Baby girl, what's the baby girl that was up here? Spider. Spider.
Oh, Spider,
there.
Yeah.
Somebody's always calling me.
So that's on September 16th?
That's on September 16th. That's all at right. The Onyx in Tacoma. I'm finna pull up the Andrezy for you, Rick Queasy. So we will be at, this is the Wavyland. This is the Wavyland Industry Mixer Party networking event. It's the Kush Kickback. Okay. And we will be celebrating Monet's birthday bash hosted by me, $10 at the door, from 7 to 12. And then I guess it says 9 p.m. open mic at the Onyx Club.
Nice.
At the Onyx Club. So the address is 3414 Pacific Avenue, Tacoma. So come out, man. Come out. Everybody's going to be in the building, man. Shout out to Ghetto Boy, 253.1 FM radio. Check him out, cause he will be in the building. Like I said, this is a Wavyland situation.
And that's out there in Tacoma.
That's out there in Tacoma. Tacoma been showing me love, man. Shout out to Tacoma, man. Shout out to the Vibe Lounge also. Yeah, go check them out every Wednesday. Lil Ron, man, he's doing the karaoke out there. So go shout that out. Go get that out. It's really going down. Mm-hmm. My comedy brothers is out here really doing something. So show some love. Show some love. RC, you got any? That's all I got for right now.
I only have one thing. I have a very subtle September. So not much going on. But next month, the second Saturday in October, I'll be at the Bimbo Room with my man DJ Peg once
Shout
again.
Shout out DJ Peg.
That shit goes down. We keep coming back. That's the 14th. That's the 14th in October.
October.
Not September. So that's in October.
Well, you would have had a party if you would have did what my party. But shout out to DJ Mouse Wayne. You did your thing.
Man, Mouse Wayne, man.
You did your thing, baby.
He killed it. He did kill it.
I know we showed up and showed out like we do around this time. And
That's what you get. See, you done ran out of Oregon.
I ain't never ran out of nothing. What did I say? Fuck being up next. We up now.
Yeah. Baby.
Do you have any church announcements?
Man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell your lovely cougar mama, you know.
Tell her.
You know, the available and ageable, you know, daughter, man. Yeah, come holler at this game, man, so she can get the shit that she couldn't get.
That's an announcement.
You dig me?
Yes. Hello. And this is Biddy Brown, and we're live at an undisclosed location. Bring your daddy.
Well, if we ain't got no more on behalf of the I Heard That podcast. YK, man, we thank you for coming out so much, man. We could have been anywhere in the world, Mike.
But you're here with us.
The invite, man. I definitely want to make my rounds around up here, man.
Oh, you made your rounds all right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, is that all?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, man.
That's it. Shit. Okay.
We made good time, too. So, what they be saying at the end there, Controversy Queen?
Fuck being up next. We up now.
We up now. Peas and carrots.